You're listening to the Erica and McAfee podcast, where we share stories of grief and loss due to miscarriage, infant loss, stillbirth, and journeys of trying to conceive and infertility. Welcome to episode 7 of the Erica and McAfee podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Erica. In today's episode, Joanne M. Harvey shares her miscarriage story and what inspired her to co-write an ebook named Joy Comes in the Morning, Using Scripture to Overcome Miscarriage and Infant Loss. Joanne is also the founder of Financial Promised Land, which seeks to empower women using the life of Moses to free themselves from financial bondage. She lives by Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," the verse she and her father recited together each morning before school. In this episode, Joanne shares how her sister circle of friends helped her through her miscarriage, and even how God saw fit that her and her co-writer of the ebook had their rainbow babies on the same day. Well, welcome, Joanne, to the podcast. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So I like to start the podcast with you, with everyone telling just a little bit about themselves and then going into their actual loss story.
Okay. So a little bit about me. I am a woman. I'm married. I am a daughter. I have sisters. I work currently in the banking field. And I love the Lord. I'm committed to my journey, committed to my walk with Him. I also am a small business owner. I own an online shop, and that has different resources. So I'm a regular everyday gal.
So let's go into your loss story. So tell me about your loss and, you know, how that impacted you, impacted your faith and your journey with that.
Okay, so over a year ago, I had just come back from an international trip with my husband. We went to do ministry, and we visited some family that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was amazing. And when I got back, I took a pregnancy test. I found out I was pregnant. I was overjoyed, and I remember telling my husband, "I feel so full. I feel like I have everything. Like, my life is just so full." And about a week or two later, I just wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling like myself. And I told my husband that, you know, I thought something was wrong and, you know, that we needed to get to the hospital. And so he, you know, my husband is a man of a lot of faith. And he was just like, "Babe, have faith. Like, it'll be fine. Like, don't worry." I'm the worrier in our relationship. So he just, you know, encouraged me. And I felt really ill. I felt really ill really fast. And I told him, "You need to come home now. Like, I need to go to the hospital." And so we went to the hospital, and they confirmed what I felt I knew in my heart from the beginning of the process. I had a feeling. Like, I just knew that I was having a miscarriage. And so actually at the hospital in the ER, one of the doctors who was taking care of me, he came in and he just looked so distraught. I mean, he looked so sad. And, you know, I don't know if it was his first time. He was kind of young, so I don't know if it was his first time delivering this type of news. But, you know, he just informed us that it was, in fact, a miscarriage and there was nothing they could do, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember having to console him and saying, "It's okay. Like, we're going to be okay. It's okay." Mm-hmm. And I think he was a little taken aback by that. And I was a little taken aback that the words were coming out of my mouth. Right. But that's just how I felt. I felt like it was going to be okay. And God was still in control. He still had a plan. And as we left the hospital, as we were walking back to the car, in the parking lot, my husband was just like, "You know, this is just a part of our journey. This is a part of your story. This is a part of our testimony. You know, we'll be fine." And I truly, truly believe that. I remember everything about that day, as I think most women do.
Right.
You know, what the weather was like, how you felt, and just what you were thinking. But I remember feeling completely rooted and knowing that it was going to be okay.
Right. After that, you all started to try again for another pregnancy.
So after that, we started to try again and we weren't successful. And it got to a point where I was almost becoming like obsessed with it, watching the calendar, watching the clock, making sure I ate right, making sure, you know, I didn't step on a crack. I didn't do anything that was not perfect because I thought if I was perfect, that I would get pregnant.
Right.
And I got to a point where I kind of hit a wall just in my mind. And I was like, this is not right. Like, God does not operate like this. He does not operate, you know, in a formula. If you step here, then this will happen. Or if you do this, then I will do this for you. He's a God of grace. He's a God of order. He's a God of timeliness. And so he knows, and he knew from the beginning what the plan was.
Right.
And so at that point, I was like, I'm not going to actively try. I'm just going to let it be whatever it is.
Wow.
And I think at that point, years ago, I had read something spiritual, and I can't find it to this day. I went looking for it, but I can't find it. It just said that you have to be willing to pray the, like, whatever prayer.
Right.
So whatever you have for me, God, if it is a child, it's a child. If it's not a child, that's okay too.
Right.
I just desire you. I desire to serve you. I desire to worship you. And so it was a scary prayer to pray.
Wow.
And I kept it real with God. And I was like, God, I feel like you placed this desire in my heart to be a mom for a reason. But if this desire did not come from you, take it away. You know, help me to not desire this anymore. If this didn't come from you, I only want what you are willing to give me.
Right.
And so once I submitted in that way, I just felt so free. I felt like I could eat anything, I could do anything, I could exercise if I want to or not.
Right.
But I wasn't bound by all these laws that I had come up with in my head to say that, okay, if I do these things, then I'll get pregnant. And it was, I think, 2 months after that we got pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was just that letting go, like
really truly letting go and letting God take the wheel. Oh my goodness. Wow, that's a word, guys. If y'all didn't hear that one, that is definitely a word. Because that's so hard for people who have gone through a miscarriage or a loss or, you know, whatever it is. It's so hard to surrender everything and say, God, just have your way. However you bless me, I'm going to be satisfied. And it's just so hard for people. So what, you know, I know that you're in a church. Did you go to any type of counseling or any type of therapy during that period of time as well?
I didn't. I didn't feel okay. So when I found out, I told, you know, a couple people that were close to me, so some family, a couple of friends, and I was mindful about the friends that I shared it with. So one friend, she actually had gone through infant loss and a miscarriage prior, and she had a rainbow baby at this. And so she walked me through the process and the different feelings that she felt. And then I called another friend, actually, I think how you found me, Erica.
Oh, yeah.
I called Heather Lindsay, the founder of Pinky Promise Movement. And I told her what had happened, and she had experienced a miscarriage as well. And she just spoke life into my situation, and all my friends and all my family spoke life into the situation, just letting me know, like, you know, no matter what happens, we're here, and we love you, and God has a plan for your life, and you know, something is on the other side of this. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. And so I never felt, I had my moments,
right,
of course, but I never felt like overwhelming, sadness or depression or anything that I felt like I would have needed to reach out to a professional for.
Mm-hmm.
I was open to it if I had gotten to that place.
Right.
But I never felt like I got there.
But you had a support system. You had sister friends who've been through there, been yep. through your walk, and they were able to support you, give you those words from a place of, I've been there before. I've been in your shoes, so I understand exactly. what you're going through. And be able to speak life into you so that you can continue to move on and go through that journey.
For you, the listeners of the Erica and McAfee podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 99, yes, free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 player. Personally, I recommend John Gray's new book, I Am Number 8, or Sarah Jakes Roberts' new book, Don't Settle for Safe. Both are great inspirational books to help keep you going and just to remind you that you are not alone on this journey and that God has not forsaken you. To download your free audiobook, go to www.audibletrial.com/Erica. That is www.audibletrial.com/ERICA for your free audiobook.
So let's talk about your pregnancy with your rainbow baby. How was that pregnancy? You know, did you have any anxiety or any doubts throughout that pregnancy?
So going into, I actually never took a pregnancy test at home. I knew I was pregnant. I just woke up one day and I was like, I'm pregnant. I know I am. And so I never took a pregnancy test. I called a doctor and I was like, I'm pregnant. And they were like, have you confirmed the pregnancy? And I was like, yes. And I'm sure they meant with the pregnancy test,
right?
But I'm like, the Holy Spirit told me I am pregnant. So I went in and they confirmed. And I think a couple weeks after that, it was really early that they let us come in for the first sonogram appointment, and we heard the heartbeat. And I think leading up until that point, unknowingly, I had some anxiety. But as soon as I heard what we now know is a boy, so as soon as I heard his heartbeat, I think everything just lifted.
Wow.
Like a weight lifted. It was like, that is the sound that I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear. And it was an amazing experience, especially because I didn't expect it. So I couldn't research and,
right.
you know, I didn't know what we were doing at that appointment. but it was amazing. So throughout my pregnancy though, I didn't have anxiety because again, like as soon as I found out, I was pregnant. I went home and I prayed and I thanked God. And I was like, God, like, have your way,
mm-hmm.
Have your way in this pregnancy, have your way with this child. Like, this is not, I'm just vessel that you've chosen to bring forth life. And I want you to know that I would never, usurp your authority in my child's life. Like, mm-hmm. We are raising him in the admonition of the Lord and just letting him know whatever the Lord has for you, you do. And as your earthly parents, we'll support you in that.
Right.
So I felt the same way throughout my pregnancy.
Awesome. Awesome. So what led you to write this ebook? This is how I found her. Yes. Cause Heather had reposted her book right when it came out. And it's an ebook called Joy Comes in the Morning, Using Scripture to Overcome Miscarriage and Infant Loss. And it was you as well as Shanika Williams who wrote the book. And it both of y'all's stories were powerful. Everything that you all went through, how your faith played a role in it. So what made you all collaborate to write this ebook?
So while I was still pregnant, I just kept praying to not get caught up, to not get bound in what the world says. So, you know, you had a miscarriage before, you might have another one. Like, Google, I think, is the best and worst thing ever.
It is. It is.
And when you Google, like, Google will be like, no, today is your last day on earth because you have the sniffles, you know? So I stopped Googling, I stopped looking up everything, and I just wanted to make sure that I was free from any kind of fear. And so I knew that the Lord told me to write this book, But in the natural, I was like, well, I'm just going to wait until I have the baby, like, just to make sure, you know, everything's okay.
Right.
And then I just was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. And so, at the same time, Shanika's actually one of the friends that I call because of her story.
I was wondering if it was her. Yeah.
It was her. So I reached out to her, and she was pregnant at the same time, and we ended up having our sons on the same day.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Look at God. Oh, my gosh.
So I reached out to her, and I'm like, do you want to share your story? Because she had the perspective of having a miscarriage, but she also had the perspective of suffering infant loss, mm-hmm. and, you know, her daughter Savannah passing away. And I know that is an area that is not discussed a lot, and mm-mm. even miscarriage was not discussed a lot. When I looked for Christian resources mm-hmm. or uplifting resources, it was so hard to find. You know, it was just, you know, people just having their personal opinions or whatever, and that wasn't what I wanted to fill my mind with. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to her, and she was so excited about it and just so gracious, and I just love her so much. and we were actually able to release it on the day, the anniversary of her daughter's passing. So,
okay. So that was the significance of that day. Awesome.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So it was like a full circle moment. It just kept coming full circle.
Wow. So for our listeners, I want to make sure that you all get a copy of this and just get a piece of her story as well as Shanika's story, and then all of the Bible verses that they put in there. I mean, they are all the uplifting verses that are in the Bible that is going to encourage you and keep you going while you're right after your loss, and especially if you're going through and trying to try again and get pregnant with your rainbow baby. So where can people email you so they can get a copy of the book?
So they can actually go to www.financialpromisedland.com and just enter their name and email address, and it'll be emailed to them right away.
All right. So let's transition and talk about what you do with Financial Promised Land.
So Financial Promised Land is actually, it's really interesting. prior to getting pregnant, even the first time, I launched Financial Promised Land, and it's just a resource for women and men, but kind of geared towards women because girl power.
Mm-hmm.
For women and men to just enhance their lives from a financial perspective. So I also have another book that is for sale on the same website called The Journey to Your Financial Promise. It's a financial planning journal. So it just kind of walks you through different areas of Moses' life and how he was able to overcome certain things and parallels that to your financial journey. And I also have merchandise for sale on the website. And funny enough, all the merchandise quotes kind of came from Moses' story. But as I was going through my rainbow baby journey, mm-hmm. these were some of the verses that I looked up. You know, be strong and of good courage.
Right.
Like, I am an heir to God's promises.
Right.
You know, Exodus 33 says the land flows with milk and honey. Like, he has provided so much for us already. It's already there. It's ours. And we just have to claim it. And it can be applied to so many areas of your life. And that's what I found out going through this process. You know, I created this for finances, but it was ministering to me mm-hmm. after having a miscarriage.
Wow. You just how God works.
He
definitely knows. So you all go out and support her on financialpromisedland.com to get a copy of the ebook. And then lastly, I just want to get your advice on some resources that are out there that you know of for other pregnancy loss moms or people who've gone through some form of loss, whether it's a miscarriage or infant loss or stillbirth.
So one of the resources, would be the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally, I think my Bible is tattered and torn from just going through and finding verses. And that's one of the things that Google is good for.
Yes, it is.
I Googled, you know, uplifting Bible verses or Bible verses to help you through a miscarriage or through grief or through loss. And, you know, I wrote them out and I had them with me everywhere I went. That's a great one. There are some awesome groups on Facebook. Get with your women's group in church.
Yeah.
There's so many resources out there that we don't necessarily think of because they might not be labeled like miscarriage resource,
right,
or,
right,
you know, whatever. But funny enough, when you start talking to people, when you start sharing your story, you realize, whoa, like you went through this too.
Mm-hmm.
You went through this too.
Mm-hmm.
So just opening up and talking about it, you never know like who you may come across and what they may say and what they may know and how they may bless you or how you even may bless them. I would have never thought, you know, that I would have been able to bless other women. But there was actually another woman that I met at the Pinky Promise Conference who also had her son on the same day.
What?
Yes.
What's going on at Pinky Promise?
So it's awesome, and God will work it out. Whatever his plan is will come to pass.
Amen. Amen. So what encouraging or inspiring words that you can leave with the moms that are out there that are looking to try again and find and actually have their rainbow baby, or just try again in general for whatever God has promised to them?
I would say to endure through the process. Don't give up on whatever it is God has told you. Trust him, honor him, follow him, obey him, but don't give up on what he's told you. I think sometimes, and again, this can apply to so many areas of our lives, but
yes,
sometimes we get so close to the end and we turn back or we give up or we're burnt out or we have no energy. Get somebody, get a friend, get an accountability partner, somebody mm-hmm. to hold you up and keep pushing with you until the end, because what's on the other side is so, so worth it and so, so beautiful.
Amen. I agree. So where can we find you on social, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter? Where
yes.
can we find you?
I am on Instagram at Joanne's Legacy, Joanne's Legacy. I'm also on Instagram at My Financial Promises. You can find me there as well. And I hope to hear from some of you soon. I hope to hear about your rainbow babies. I hope to hear about just whatever you have going on. I'm here for everyone.
All right. Well, go follow her. And we thank you so much, Joanne, for sharing your story, sharing your ebook with us, and then what you're doing with Financial Promise Land.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I pray that this show was inspirational and a blessing to you. The show notes and links for today's podcast can be found on ericaandmcafee.com/podcast episodes. Now it's time for you to tell your story. Visit ericaandmcafee.com for more information on how to be a part of the show. You can follow me on social everywhere, Erica M. McAfee, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I would love for you to join the community. We need your feedback on the Erica M. McAfee podcast. Please go to iTunes and rate and review the show. Keep the faith, and I will talk to you all next Wednesday.